Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hammock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Fred Hammock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Welch reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway bunts towards first. Shealy fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Perkins moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnston. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive off the glove of Dykes, and into shallow left field. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Mulligan moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Welch moves to second. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball towards center field. Ma still makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Ma still. Walker tags and scores. Welch tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Hervey McClellan pinch hits for Ernie Johnson. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hervey McClellan now playing shortstop. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammock bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk bunts towards the mound. Hammock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to home to get Hooper. Ma still moves to third. Falk moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ma still scores. Falk scores. Sheely moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Hooper steals second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hooper trying to get to home. Miller throws the ball into Perkins who tags Hooper who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hamak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamak is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamock moves to second. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to second for the out. Hamock moves to third. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 3 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan misplays the ball. That's an error on McClellan. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Perkins moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Shealy picks up the ball and throws it to Collins, who tags the runner out. Perkins scores. Galloway scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ma still is hit by the pitch. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Brugge pinch hits for Fred Hammock. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McClellan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.